Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Full of frustration. Full of despair. From years of hurt, disappointment, and relegation. Two British football fans have had enough. Canary bird Elliot Holman and wanderer Henry Hewitt are in search of glory, pride, passion, in search of silverware. And they found Major League Soccer.
Yes, welcome to another episode of the MLS UK show. I'm Elliot Holman, and would you look at this? We're in the same postcode, in the same room. I am joined by...
And I'm Henry Hewitt. Doesn't really make sense, no. But it works. We're back. And this is because we were at a wedding together on Sunday. A mate of ours got married, and we was like, well, we can make it to a wedding. Tuesday, are you free? You said yes. I said, well, Bolton are playing like 12 minutes down the road from you, so I'll be free. And here we are. MLS UK show live in the studio again.
He only comes to see me when Bolton are in town.
Yep. What a time. What a time to be alive.
I won't be making the 12-minute journey to go and watch Bolton around the corner. Wedding was good. Watched El Trafico. At the reception, so that was good.
Yeah, we put a video on our social media. It got like over 100 likes. We only did that to be like, oh no, we do, because sometimes if we're both busy, our social media can go untouched for a bit. So I felt we need to post something to be like, well, we do watch it. We are paying attention, and people liked it because we were at a wedding.
We had a lovely photo together as well, which is on my Instagram story currently. It'll be gone by the time you watch this, thank God. Well, we do look like the happy couple who got married.
Yeah.
But that's in another life, I think.
Yeah. For now, though, we are just colleagues, co-hosts of the MLS UK show.
I'd have gone friends, but I
friends third. Happy couple fourth. Welcome to the show. Thank you, everyone who has been watching our recent episodes where we've been on Zoom. Delighted to say that we're not, of course, today. And it's for a good reason, because this weekend, it was a mini rivalry week, I felt. Quite a few derbies in there, but great MLS action. We felt we had to come into the studio and talk about it. But before we do that, I guess, and I'm a bit rusty at this because we've not had a full episode in the studio for a while, but it is a certain game that we play at the very start. I can't remember it. Maybe a game that's name has changed before, perhaps.
Changed quite a few times. Is it the Anton Walks game with the changing name?
That's the one.
That is the one. Okay, yeah, we can do that. This is where I give you... the career path, not the name, that would be rubbish. The career path of a player who's played in both the UK and in MLS, and you have to work out who it is. There's not many clubs involved today.
Well, sometimes they can be hard.
I think it'll stick out. I think it'll be easy.
Okay, good. I easy myself back into the Anton Walks game with a change of name. I like it. Right, so where's they played in their career? Remember, if you're new to the show, they have had to have played in the UK and in MLS. Those are the one rules.
If you don't get this...
Right.
Oh, they started their career in 2018 with Atlanta United.
Oof, okay.
Obviously, like in their like career path, it's listed they also played for Atlanta United too. We know players move freely between like the first team and the second team. So they were playing a bit in USL as well at the same time. In 2020, they left Atlanta United to go on loan in I'm debating whether I tell you the club or not. In Scotland.
Right, okay. Is the club Aberdeen?
Yes.
Yes, right, okay.
Carry and on. Then they moved to Austin FC in 2021. I feel like it might be quite easy, but I also think if you don't really know your Atlanta Uniteds or your Aberdeens or your Austins, then you're going to be pretty stuffed. So anyone that starts with anything that starts with A, they'll sign for them.
Yes, they will be signing for Aston Villa, Auxerre, and then...
Arsenal.
Yeah, there we go. A free team. Right, if you know, let us know at MLS UK Show, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok as well. Just comment on one of our other videos or you can email us hello@mls.show. Tell us where you're up to in the podcast when you realise who it is. No cheating, no going to right to the end.
We know.
Because we will know, but we will reveal all at the end of the episode. So that's done. We've talked about us being back in the studio. We've talked about a wedding we went to this weekend. We've done the game with a changing name. I think what's next to do is talk about some MLS.
Game on.
The MLS UK Show.
Now, before we get on with the episode, let us remind you, soccer90.com is the place to go for all of your soccer apparel. They've got loads of USA stuff, MLS stuff, of course, but fantastic range of European jerseys as well.
Yes, go to soccer90.com and when you've chosen what you want to buy, whether it be jerseys or other accessories as well from the many different leagues that they cover, at the checkout, if you type in MLS UK in the discount code, you will get 20% off, courtesy of Soccer 90 and ourselves, even though it's not courtesy of ourselves, because we don't have to contribute anything to it. But hey, it's worth doing.
Soccer90.com. Let's get on with the podcast.
MLS UK Show with Elliot Holman and Henry Hewitt.
Okay, so let's have a look what happened this weekend in MLS. And it was a juicy weekend. It was a big one, wasn't it? It was LA El Trafico to, it was the last game, but we'll kick off with that. LA Galaxy 2, LAFC 3. It was the first time LAFC have won at LA Galaxy's ground in MLS. And it was probably well deserved in the end. Problems at LA Galaxy, but LAFC continue to go strength to strength. Still unbeaten this season.
However, they scored their first away goal of the season.
Yeah, it's strange that, isn't it?
Very strange considering that you think of them as such a free-flowing attacking side, scoring loads of goals. Yeah, it was their first away goal of the season. Of course, who else in El Trafico? Carlos Vela. I mean, classic Vela finish, to be honest.
Yes, the first one to make it 1-0, where it kind of cuts in, bends it into the top corner. Yeah, it is. I think Taylor Twellman said in commentary that we've seen that millions of times before, which we have. Carlos Vela loves El Trafico. He got his second with a penalty in the second half to make it 2-1. But yeah, LAFC, I mean, we've spoke about LA Galaxy on recent episodes and the troubles that they've got. Let's talk about LAFC because they couldn't be further apart at the moment. I noticed that last year there was 17 points difference in the league. So far this season, there's 14 and we've only played about 7 or 8 games. But LAFC, they're going from strength to strength, semi-finals of the Champions League. What more can we say about them? They're just awesome.
They are. And I think it's the depth for me. We touched on it a little bit in our stoppage time episode last week where with Buanga, they've got options now. You know, we talked about Carlos Vela and how that's their kind of classic Vela, slow play, considered, lovely curled finish. Buanga offers them something different in attack, a bit more pace, something a bit more frantic. But they've just got so much talent all over. Like, they've been, ever since they came into MLS, they've been so good at working the roster rules, getting the best out of them. And they look miles ahead of LA Galaxy. And it sounds harsh because it was 3-2. But in terms of this season, they're streets ahead. And to be honest, they're streets ahead of a lot of teams that we think are going to be up there at the end.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about the team who are top of the West in a moment. But yeah, LAFC in second, like the way they're playing, the fact that they're still unbeaten, and I think you've got to remember as well, MLS is so random at times. We saw some results this weekend that you wouldn't predict. And LAFC have continuously got through that. They've had Champions League. We talk about every season, teams in the Champions League having to travel, it's difficult. They're unbeaten. Yeah. You know, they've just won El Tráfico. They are continuously defying these, I don't want to say odds, because LAFC aren't defying the odds. They have got one of the best squads in the league, but they're defying the narrative of MLS. And also another one is that teams don't retain MLS Cup. And the way they're going at the moment, you wouldn't argue with it.
No, I wouldn't. I think they're massive favourites currently. Yeah, they're a joy to watch. There's quite a few teams who are a joy to watch. We're going to talk about them in just a second. But LAFC, fantastic start. And yeah, I think we're seeing something slightly different from them this season, which is nice. And it's still just as effective as well, which means they've potentially got a bit of a backup plan. You know, they've got more than one way of playing now, which is disturbing, to be honest.
Yes, it certainly is. And as a fan of Atlanta and as a fan of Orlando, we're just glad that we're not in the East.
Yeah.
Let's continue with the West, though. The other derby, Portland versus Seattle, Cascadia, Portland.
What happened? Top.
I know, Portland 4 wins out of 4 now against Seattle. And when I was watching this game back, and you look at the score first and you think 4-1, Portland equalised in the 71st minute.
Yeah.
How on earth is that? You know, they just dominated the last 20 minutes and they saved it all for then. Rui Diaz did put Portland, he did score for Seattle, so Portland went 1-0 down. And then, of course, Asprilla doing what he does best.
Riding the bike, baby.
Riding the bike. And I watched this goal and I thought, that is a bicycle kick that I can get on board with. Haaland did it the other week in the Premier League, yeah. But he kind of hit his shin. You know, it doesn't quite get the right connection. I just think that
we don't talk about it when it hits that shin. Notice everyone just goes, "Oh, amazing!" Like the Rooney one, amazing. It hits his shin, but don't mention it. Yeah. Asprilla, he's got it down.
He's done it twice now, and they've both been clear connections. I love that.
Valeri said that he was practicing them in training as well. Does them all the time. So he's obviously a bit of a pro.
You know what? If I was a soccer player, I'd be doing that. Even if I was a centre half, I'd be like, just for a bit of fun, you know, I'm going to try bicycle kicks.
My
you
back
never
would
know.
Be in bits.
Yeah, actually, that's a good point. I'm thinking of myself as a 21-year-old. Us now in our early 30s. Yeah, I don't think we'd...
Not so much.
No.
That was Portland's first win since the first week of the season. That is a shocking stat, really. For a team of Portland's stature, that's not good enough.
No, and they've had a massive win and they'll still be on a high in Portland right now. And I don't want to be negative on that, but you are right. You know, the fact that they've now made it up to mid-table on the cusp of the playoffs. And we've only played, 7 or 8 games. So it doesn't really matter that much. Yeah. But yeah, you're right. Portland, for the squad they've got, the head coach they've got, the team should be doing a lot better. And hopefully this will give them a kick up the backside and they can push forward now and push higher up the table. Because, yeah, last year Portland didn't do well enough and this year they haven't started well enough. But we'll take a 4-1 win from Seattle. I'm not worried. It's just, I think they've just had a bad 20 minutes personally.
They've won half their away games. They've lost the other half. As long as you win your home games, if you're still winning half your away games, you're doing okay. Scored a hell of a lot of goals. Their XG per game at home is approaching 2, which is some of the highest in the league. So we don't worry too much about Seattle at this point. Obviously still up there. 3 wins and a draw at home. It's good form.
I've got to say, though, this was definitely, in terms of the jerseys, the match of the weekend.
It was. It was good.
Yeah. Poppy's not a fan of that Portland kit and she...
I love it.
Yeah, I love it. I love the Seattle one. It's grown on me.
They keep wearing it at home though. That's like, stop that.
You know what? A few years ago, you had this rant in saying, why are MLS teams wearing away jerseys at home? And I was not bothered. But so far this season, I thought, yeah, I'm on board with it because it seems like there are some teams that haven't wore the home jersey yet and, you know, they've brought an away one out. And
LA Galaxy versus LAFC was LA Galaxy in their white home kit versus LAFC in their black home kit. And honestly, it was like it was an event.
Yeah, it was. But I do get it. But at the same time, you know, yeah, the home jersey should be worn at home. They played the equal amount of matches, so it doesn't matter. But, I mean, at Seattle jersey, to be fair, if you'd done that, you'd probably wear it as much as you as you want. Right, let's move on then to St. Louis, because we go on stages on the MLS UK show this season of apologising for doubting them and then going, well, they've had a good start, but now they're going to be losing. They've just beaten Cincinnati 5-1 at home. Unbelievable.
I don't know where we stand with them. I really don't. Obviously, it's impressive. You know, they are top of MLS table. Played 8 games. They've scored 20 goals already. It was in the early weeks we were sort of like, oh well, you know, got a bit lucky, and they did. And then the losses came, and we've talked about that on the show. Or has the bubble burst? And then they go and do that.
Yeah, I didn't expect it, and especially against Cincinnati. To be honest, I don't doubt that St. Louis now will score goals. You look at let's face it, Klaus didn't even score this weekend, yet they still scored 5. You know, and you look at the names who did score: Stroud, third of the season; Lewin, second; Hibbert, second; Giannaccini, third. So they have got players who are scoring goals, so I don't doubt that. But Cincinnati before this game had conceded 4 goals all season.
Yeah.
4. They've now conceded 5 in one game.
Yeah.
They were so tight. And looking at the situation with Cincy, defence has been strong. This, hopefully for them, will be a one-off. With the fact that Brenner's possibly going to Unidese.
See, he was missing.
Yeah. Do you think it could start to unravel?
Acosta was missing as well.
Yeah. You know, is it going to unravel now, or can they get back to my prediction, which said they would win MLS Cup?
I don't know anything about what goes on in the Cincinnati camp. What we keep hearing, and that's all we can go on, is that Brenner's a bit of a problem. It might be that, yes, they're trying to get rid of him, but that's why he's been playing. You can't just let a player rot and then try and sell them. They're not going to be worth anything. So I feel like he's been getting matches to enable him to get a move. Because by all accounts, he's not doing the morale any good in the squad, the harmony in the squad any good. So maybe that they improve when he's gone, which feels bizarre to say. And of course, they'll have money to replace him as well.
Yeah, well, this is the thing, is that Cincinnati built this squad up, this hugely talented, especially up at the top, the talented squad, and then one piece goes, and then you see Acosta being injured. Yeah, you're gonna have to replace them. You're gonna have to deal with it. So we'll see how they do. I think Cincinnati, for me, are not the Cincinnati we knew 18 months, 2 years ago. I think they've got a lot more about them. I think they've learned about the league. They're making good trades. So I think, yeah, Brenner will go, sure. It may hit them for a few weeks, a few months, but I think they're there to replace Brenner, or go in a different direction, which will still mean they'll get in the playoffs.
So that is, of course, you know, the first game they've lost away. So we don't panic. They still sit fourth. Scored 10 goals. Yes, it's not helped them in the goals they've conceded, because that's more than doubled, but they're literally 1 point off St. Louis City. So Cincy, don't panic just yet.
So let's move on then to a full East affair, Columbus versus New England Revolution. Now, when we spoke to each other on Sunday, you were saying that you were watching this match. You were in bed trying to remain quiet with your pregnant wife next to you. And, with that ending, it was maybe a bit difficult to remain quiet.
Yes, especially because I had backed over 1.5 goals. Not only on my personal account, but I had tipped it to everybody who follows our Green Man Tips account as well. And I was really sweating on that first game that we tipped of the week. And I was like, we're going to fall at the first hurdle here. Because Crew have been so good to watch, right? Let's remember, they've scored 13 goals at home. So there was, for me, there was no danger that this was going to lack goals. Any Revs have been good, and you know, they've been scoring goals as well. But I was so confident. And 1-0 down at home against 10 men for 20 minutes. And I was like, they still haven't scored. What's going on? Like, this is a joke. This is a wind-up. I'm being exposed. I look like a fraud. Like, I just felt so stupid. And then literally last header of the game, they got the equaliser. And to say that it was slightly over on the extra time would be an understatement. So yeah, big moment. But do you know what? It was all Crew. The second half, it was all Columbus Crew, all the pressure. And they were just trying to work some space in amongst any Revs who were parking their 10 men in and around their own box. So yeah, slightly, they'll be disappointed that they didn't win the game, because, you know, they've been fantastic to watch this season. Yeah, it was eventful.
Just on that note then, obviously New England, as you said, had 10 men. The Pereira sending off, Bruce Arena has said he needs to grow up. He said, you know, he was a set, well, to be honest, it could have been a straight red, but it was a second bookable offence. Did that change the game for you and put it into Columbus's favour because they went down 10 men?
Yeah. It was, I don't know the stats for the last 20 minutes, but it was all Columbus. I think I saw the Revs venture, who they bought Altidore on, by the way, to maybe try and stretch the game, give them a bit of an outlet, someone to hold the ball up, but they couldn't really particularly get it to him. He was having to work back. It was all Columbus. It was, you know, Zellerayan on the edge of the box, trying to work that space for his wand of a foot, and some big chances, and then eventually the breakthrough. Yeah, it was always coming.
So that leaves Columbus in fourth place. New England still top of the East. We've paid a lot of attention to what's happening in the table in the West so far in this episode. But if you look, the top's starting to bunch up a little bit. But there are some good teams in there. You know, I think we've said before, the West is probably stronger this year when you're looking at Seattle's and LAFC and how St. Louis have started. When you look at those sides, Atlanta drew at Toronto. You know, obviously Cincinnati had a nightmare, but on the whole have had a great season. Are we underestimating the power of the East? Or now we've had a few games, to seven or eight games to watch, do you still think it is the West to lose this year?
I think we maybe are underestimating the East a little, because I think New England are right up there. Atlanta, Columbus, they're right up there. But I think the difference is the West has just got that killer. They've got those killer teams, LAFC, Seattle, St. Louis City currently. You can't argue with it. They're right up there, literally right at the top. So, maybe we're underestimating it, but I think West is still a lot stronger.
Well, back to the West then. One of the teams that aren't impressing this year, once again we're giving them a mention, is Sporting KC, who yet again had an awful weekend, losing 3-0 at San Jose. We've talked about Sporting KC. They're having such a poor season. You know, standout results include the Seattle 4-1, now this at San Jose. And San Jose have done okay. I think they've, of the low standards that we had for them under Lucci, they've done okay so far this season. But still, I mean, Sporting KC should not be going to San Jose and losing 3-0.
Well, we'll come to San Jose in just a bit, but because I've actually got some praise for them this season. But I want to talk about SKC. They've not won a game yet. Peter Vermees has been at SKC for so long, when they were the Wizards, and he turned them around. Everything about that club has happened during his reign there. But now it's kind of going backwards again. Not just this season, last season as well. You know, they've conceded 11 and scored 2. I'm sorry to laugh, but like, it's so bad. What's going on?
Yeah, well, that's up there with, I mean, since we've been watching MLS, we've witnessed some horrific seasons. Yeah. Cincinnati, I've done it before. DC in our first season when they were playing with the stadium with the inflatable shirt behind the goal.
Yeah.
You know, they've had some bad seasons, but yeah, this is...
RFK.
This is awful, I'm afraid. You know, for Sporting KC, it's about time Peter Vermees went. We mentioned it last year. We've mentioned it on the podcast before this year, but we kind of said it's probably about time they made a change, and I think it has come to that point. Unfortunately for me, sometimes you need to make a change at the right time. Last season was the right time. Yes. It's gone a season too far. Yeah. I see on social media, Kevincho, who streams the SKC games. I'm sure a lot of you know who he is. He's not happy, to say the least. It's just it's not working out for SKC at the moment.
But they're not bottom.
Well, no. No, I mean, they've got the same points as Montreal.
They've played a game more.
But they've played a game
more. We don't talk about that. They're not bottom.
They're joint bottom.
San Jose have, I'll be honest, they've impressed me.
Yeah.
They've impressed me because, again, they're in the West. We've said it's a tougher conference. They've won 4 home games. They haven't lost at home yet. Lost a couple of away games, but picked up a draw on the road. It's good form. It's good, like, it's good form for San Jose. And that was a good win as well. 3-0, just because SKC haven't got a win yet. It's still relatively early. Yeah. So there was still every chance that SKC could score a goal, at least. I know it sounds stupid, but like, when you've only scored 2 all season, there was a high possibility they got their third goal of the season at San Jose at the weekend. It didn't happen. And San Jose, you know, you can only beat what's in front of you. 3-0. Really impressed with the Bobasie, by the way, as well. What Portland were doing with him, I have no idea. To be fair, I heard Matt Doyle talking about this on the MLS podcast, and he reckons that during the MLS's back tournament, this is the only time they played him as a nine, and he actually was incredible. They won the whole thing, which we don't talk about. And
I've still got that Diego Valeri shirt, by the way.
Yeah. And then they put him back to the wing, and that was that. And they were happy to let him go. So well done to San Jose, by the way, for, you know, doing some good scouting, playing him in the right position, and he's coming good.
Yeah, he had an impressive season last season, and you know, I think he deserved the weekend. Obviously, we know what happened the week before, and that seems to have been resolved, even though there's many question marks about that, so we won't bring that up. But yeah, Ibobasi, I think of Espinoza to give the penalty to Ibobasi as well. He'd not scored in about a month, so that was great. He then scored the third as well to make it 3-0. And yeah, he's just smashing it. He's been their best player, you know, consistently now for the last 18 months, 2 years. And I think for San Jose, if they are going, I mean, they're fifth at the moment, you know, it's early days. Apologies for those who are watching the video who saw that. But yeah, it's early days. But if he stays fit, if he continues to score goals, if Espinoza is still in form, they've got players there that can keep them in the playoffs, which would be a great effort. And it'd be great for Lucci as well. And, you know, he didn't end well at Dallas, did it? And, you know, he was part of the US men's national team set up at the World Cup. So I think for him, if he does well, I think, yeah, credit to him and good to him. And a friend of the show as well. He has been on the show.
Yeah, during lockdown. Espinoza, top scorer with 5. Ibobasi, we mentioned, has got 4. But Espinoza's got those the 2 assists as well. And I want to talk about, I love Cade Cowell. Cade Cowell is my man. I love a breakthrough player who just youth, does incredibly well. The assist from Cade Cowell in that game at the weekend was very, very good. Very impressive. Perfect ball through. Love it. So, SJ going well?
Yes, go on, SJ. SJE for their full name. Right, let's run through some of the other results from this weekend. Montreal 0, DC 1. Lewis O'Brien got the goal. He's done all right, hasn't he, Lewis O'Brien, since he's joined from Nottingham Forest on loan. Charlotte 2, Colorado 2, Minnesota 1, Orlando 2.
Good Get result. In! Come on!
10 South Americans in the Orlando team. You, but it was Duncan Maguire who got the winner.
What a guy. What a guy, by the way.
NYCFC 2, Nashville 1 at City Field. New York Red Bulls 1, Houston 1. What? Just stop right there. How do you rate the new camera angle at Red Bulls Arena? I've noticed that. I like it.
It was on the podcast a couple of weeks ago, wasn't it? When we were talking about the Red Bull Stadium and it needing a little bit of an upgrade. They've started already.
Toronto 2, Atlanta 2. 94th minute equaliser from Toronto.
Oh, you do make me laugh.
But Giakoumakis, first 4 MLS starts, 4 goals. So he's turned out to be a very good signing. Yeah. Austin 0, Vancouver 0. You were just saying about Vancouver off air. You were saying about Vancouver's new youth.
I'm getting excited.
They're unbeaten in 6. Vancouver 0-0 away at Austin. That's a good result. And I watched the highlights with my dad, and the first thing he said when that came on, he went, "Oof, that's a long way to travel." And it was, and they got a 0-0 draw. So credit to him.
Yeah, I said to Henry off air was that it really excites me that Vancouver have not just got one wonder kid popped through this season, but 2. That then it's not Vancouver to have 2 wonder kids. I'm so excited. They're banging in goals. I know that was a 0-0, but terrible example.
Yeah, we should be booing him, actually. Yeah,
but this stemmed from me watching the highlights a couple of weeks ago. It's so exciting. Love it.
Austin not won at home yet this season. They're a bit of a slow start for Austin. They're 10th at the moment. We expected a lot more from them. Chicago 2, Philadelphia 2. Chicago 2-0 up and let that slip. Dallas 2, RSL 1 was rounding off the results from this week. So we'll be back with a stoppage time episode next week, and then we'll be talking more about this weekend's games. And as well, we will be talking more about a big Champions League semi-final. We are guaranteed an MLS CONCACAF Champions League finalist. Yes. Hopefully we can get our second win in a row. It's Philadelphia versus LAFC. And to be honest, there's a rematch from MLS Cup. Mm.
That's going to be tasty.
It's going to be tasty, but to be honest, I know Philadelphia haven't had the best starts of the season, but you're probably looking and thinking there's no two more deserving teams to be in the semis than them two.
If you were going off last season, yeah. Of course. It gives Philadelphia another lifeline, I guess. LAFC, it's hard to think in current form that they won't just blow them away. However, you know, we know how close that final was just a few months back, so we'll have to see.
Tigres, of course, Orlando's conquerors way back when, and Lyon is the other semi-final. Right. So hopefully, I mean, Tigres was seen as one of the favourites, weren't he? So hopefully Lyon will maybe go through in that, but it'll be a tough game anyway.
All right. I've had enough. CCL, it's dead to me now anyway. Moving on. How do you fancy a little game?
Yes, we're going to be playing a round of the Jason Christ is Right after this.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
MLS UK Show with Elliot Holman and Henry Hewitt.
Okay, it's time for the Jason Christ is Right. If you're new this season, welcome along. Where have you been? You've got just the 5 years to catch up on. This is where it's basically we're playing higher or lower. I will choose a topic loosely connected to MLS and Henry has to decide higher or lower. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Henry Hewitt, come on down. So, we are going to be talking about goals scored in MLS this season.
Oof. Now, there are some teams that have scored loads, and as we've seen with SKC, some teams that haven't.
Yes. So, the likes of Columbus Crew, for example, have scored 18 goals this season. Have LAFC scored more or less? Higher or lower?
Less. Lower.
It is less. Yes. 15. Higher or lower than 15 Seattle Sounders?
Higher?
It is higher by one. It's 16. Higher or lower than 16 for Seattle, Atlanta United FC?
Lower.
It's exactly the same.
Oh, that's cheating.
Higher or lower than 16 New England Revolution?
Oh, that's a tough one because they are doing very well, but I don't think they've scored as many. I'm going to go lower.
You're correct. It's 13. Higher or lower than 13 Chicago Fire?
Lower?
It is lower. It's 11. Good work.
Oh, brilliant.
Good work.
That must be the best one I've ever done.
I think it's certainly your best work so far, especially this season. Henry Hewitt playing the game that we call The Christ is Right.
And on that note as well, we now need to move on to our predictions. Now, the last time we did predictions was on the Jillian Sakovic episode. Listen back to that if you've not, or watch it on YouTube. And I hinted on the last episode of Stoppage Time that I may have done very well on the last predictions. And I did. So I made it 1-1 in the series. I got three results spot on.
No.
I got any Revs to beat Montreal 4-0, which is impressive. I've got to say so myself. Chicago to beat Minnesota 2-1. And then Vancouver to win 1-0 against Portland. Because let's face it, Vancouver always managed to pull a 1-0 home win out of somewhere. Normally in Seattle or Portland. So I got that right. You got one correct result right. You said that LAFC would beat Austin 3-0. So. But it was very high scoring. You got 35, I got 50. Now, if you're new to the MLS UK show... 35
is quite a good score.
It is, yeah. If you're new to the MLS UK show, we do predictions for the next weekend's action. And if you get the results spot on, like I did, saying any Revs would beat Montreal 4-0, you get 10 points. If you get a right outcome, like I did when I said that NYC and Atlanta would be a draw. I didn't get the right score, though, but I got 5 points for that. So, Shall we have a look at this weekend's action?
Okay. By the way, last week, I'm glad we didn't do it last weekend because it was one of the hardest weekends to predict that I've ever seen in MLS. There were so many in-form teams that were playing away. And then we saw exactly what happened with the likes of Seattle. In-form team, playing away, got battered.
Yeah.
So hopefully this week will be a bit easier.
Right, let's kick off then. Charlotte versus Columbus at the Bank of America Stadium.
Normally, see, before this weekend, I'd be going, oh, Columbus, steamroll it. I'm going to go 2-1 Columbus.
I was going to go with the same. Did you see the video of the Charlotte fans who were got a bit excited throwing beer up in the air? A few people have said they shouldn't do that. I think that they will get the opportunity again. I think they will score, but I think it'll be 1-1, actually.
Okay, Cincinnati at home to Portland. This is hard to call, but Cincinnati this season should be beating Portland.
At home, especially.
Yeah.
And I think they will do. I think Portland will have an unpredictable season. So it won't surprise me if they won 4-1 and then lost 4-1.
Okay. I'm going to go 3-2, so we're both going goals.
Montreal v New York Red Bulls. Back at the Stade Saputo.
Are they ever going to win a game? It's hard to say. this is really tough. I think this finishes 1-0 Red Bulls.
Ooh. I think Red Bulls will win. I don't think Red Bulls will score many. So to be different to you, I'm going to say 2-1.
Okay, New England versus Kansas City. It has to be a home win. It doesn't have to be. Feel free to disagree. I'm going to go 3-1 New England.
You say that, you're making me think, oh, maybe I will go against New England, but I won't do. No, I think New England Revolution, banging form, SKC are not, to say the least. So I think New England Revolution will win 3-0.
Okay, NYCFC are at home to FC Dallas. A little bit of cross-conference action. Tough place to go, isn't it? I'm going to say 2-1 NYCFC.
Yeah, they're at City Field again. Hopefully getting used to being there because the new stadium will be pretty much across the road from it. So they beat Nashville at City Field. I think they will win again. And I think it'll be another 2-1.
Okay, Orlando don't win home games. They face DC, who don't win games.
apart from this weekend.
So this is tough. I'm going to say 2-1 Orlando. They finally do it.
1-1.
Thanks. Philadelphia at home to Toronto or Toronto. It's at Subaru Park. I think this finishes 3-1 Philly.
Yeah, Toronto.
Which is bold, by the way.
Yeah, but Toronto are conceding goals at the moment. They conceded 2 in the last few games. I think it's going to be 2 again, but a nice, comfortable 2-0 to Philly.
Okay, tough one to call, in my opinion. Houston at home to Miami.
Yeah, I missed Miami this week. Houston doing okay. Doing okay compared to the, well, when we expected they wouldn't do. I think they win 2-1.
Yeah, home advantage for me. I'm going to go 2-2.
Oh, okay.
2-2 for me. Next game is Nashville at home to LAFC.
Nashville's always a tough place to go, but LAFC, they obviously next week might be different when they would have played Champions League, even though there's not as much travelling involved in that semi-final as they could have been with others. But I think LAFC, I don't think they'll lose, and I think they get a 1-0. I think they win.
They've not really been resting players
no.
for Champions League games so far. I'm going to go 2-0 LAFC.
Colorado v. St. Louis. 3-1 St. Louis. There, I've said it.
Oof. Straight in. 2-0 St. Louis.
RSL v. San Jose.
This is tough to call. I think both teams score. I think it's going to be 2-1 RSL. I don't even believe myself as I say it. That's
not
stupid.
Really spoke about RSL so far this season. We will speak about them in the next few episodes, I promise. But I mean, San Jose, yeah, as you said before, are doing okay. I'm just going to go a draw. 2-2.
I was very tempted. I don't know. I don't believe in my home win that I've gone for. LA Galaxy struggling. Play Austin FC struggling. 2-1 LA Galaxy. From absolutely no basis whatsoever.
Yeah, where do you go with this one? I mean, LA Galaxy, yes, they scored two at the weekend, but conceding-wise, they're not doing very well. Austin aren't scoring many. 2-0 Austin. Sorry, Galaxy.
Seattle Sounders in the final game of Saturday, stroke Sunday, at home to Minnesota. Minnesota got beaten at home. Going to Seattle is a tough
3-0 Seattle, 3-0.
I'm going to go 4-1.
And now, Sunday evening, we had one and we got another one.
I know.
How great is this?
I know. Maybe if I keep tweeting about how it's rubbish that all the games are on at once, perhaps they're listening to me. They're not.
Maybe. They're not. Yeah, probably not. Atlanta versus Chicago.
Home win, 3-0.
Yeah, I fancy Atlanta at home. I think we're doing quite well. I think, yeah, home form. I think we'll make it difficult for ourselves, but we'll win, I think, 2-1.
Okay. See if Giamakarakaris can make it 5-5.
Yes, hopefully he can. If you want to give us your predictions for this weekend's action, feel free. If you're watching on YouTube, tick it in the comments. Or alternatively, if you're listening on your podcast provider, then tweet us at MLS UK Show or send us an email, hello@mls.show. Right, so that's nearly it from this episode. But before we go, we need to find out who the player is for the Anton Watts game and a change of name.
Yes, so they started their career at Atlanta United in 2018. They were there until 2020 when they moved to Aberdeen on loan and currently play with Austin FC. 66 appearances for Austin already, so already wow. Surpassing the amount of games for Atlanta because they weren't prolific in the Atlanta United team. Their name, however, is...
John Gallagher?
Correct.
Yes.
Say it with more confidence.
John Gallagher.
Correct. Well done. Of course, the 27-year-old Irishman who started at Atlanta United.
Yes, he did. Right, that's it from us for this episode of the MLS UK Show. Thank you very much for watching or listening. Remember, if you're listening on your podcast provider, please leave us a rating while you're there. But Elliot, there's one rule and one rule only.
LA Galaxy style, 5 stars only. God knows they're never going to get any more.
Not this season anyway. Also, subscribe, follow us on whichever podcast provider you're on. If you're watching on YouTube, please subscribe. Please click the notification bell because that tells you when we drop an episode. And please like the video, comment as well. We love reading your comments. We love hearing what you've got to say. A lot of people who comment on our YouTube, very intellectual MLS people. I really enjoy reading the comments and getting your views on what we're talking about. So thank you so much. So, I guess what's left to say is we'll be back next week with an episode of Stoppage Time. But for now, I've been Henry Hewitt.
And I have been Elliot Holman. Thank you very much for watching.
See ya.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.